Welcome to today's episode of our podcast, where we dive into the fascinating world of programming, specifically focusing on Rust for Windows. If you're a developer or just someone curious about how different programming languages interact with the Windows operating system, stick around because we have a lot to unpack. So let's start with a question that might be on your mind. What exactly is Rust for Windows? Well, think of Rust as this powerful, systems programming language that's gaining popularity for its speed and safety. Now, with the appearance of the Windows and Windows Sys crates, Rust developers can tap into Windows APIs, not just the old ones, but any that Microsoft rolls out in the future. You might wonder what all that means in practical terms. Imagine you're building an application and you want it to take full advantage of the latest features in Windows. Instead of diving into the depths of C++ or another language to interact with those features, you can write your code in Rust and call Windows APIs just as if they were any other Rust module. It's kind of like speaking the same language, but with a twist that makes it safer and more enjoyable for developers. Now, let's talk about the building blocks that make this happen, specifically the different crates available in this ecosystem. Firstly, there's the primary Windows crate, which provides safer bindings that cover not just classic C-style APIs, but also COM and WinRT APIs. This means you can work with some of the more advanced capabilities of Windows in a way that's less prone to errors, which is a huge benefit. There's also the Windows Bingen, a library that compiles Windows metadata, allowing developers to generate the necessary code on the fly. This is where the magic happens. It effectively acts as a bridge between the Windows APIs and your Rust code, making everything seamless. Let's not forget about the Windows Core, which supports the types you'll use in the Windows crate, and the Windows Registry, a crate that gives you access to the Windows internal registry. I always find it fascinating how much power the registry holds, and now you can manipulate it with a language that's known for its safety and performance. I also want to highlight the Windows Ash Implement and Windows Interface crates. These tools allow you to easily implement and define COM interfaces. For many developers, dealing with COM can feel like navigating a maze, but these abstractions are designed to simplify that experience. Another cool aspect to it all is the CPP WinRT crate, which bundles the C++ WinRT compiler for use in Rust. This means you can leverage existing C++ WinRT features while enjoying the benefits of Rust's safety and modern syntax. Now, if you're just getting started, you might be curious about how to find examples or get more support. The official documentation is a goldmine, with samples and guidelines that can help new developers start building their applications. It's essential to have good documentation, especially when navigating something as extensive as Windows APIs. As we wrap up today's discussion, I hope you can see how Rust for Windows is opening up exciting new avenues for developers. It merges the speed and efficiency of Rust with the powerful features of Windows, allowing us to create robust applications more safely. So before we go, let me leave you with this thought. As technology continues to evolve, how will you leverage these new tools in your projects? Will you dive deeper into Rust and explore what it can do for your Windows applications? I encourage you to check out the resources linked in our episode description to get started. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.